Up first on the teleconference is Rutgers head coach Chris Ash. Rutgers visits Indiana on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
I appreciate you guys having us. We've got another big game this weekend as we travel to Indiana. We play a good Indiana football team that plays hard, is physical, and it's obviously a big game for both teams as we're both fighting for the same thing. I've got a lot of respect for their program, what Coach Allen is building there, and looking forward to the opportunity and the challenge. So with that, we'll open it up for questions.
Thank you, Coach. We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Sam Hellman, 24/7 Sports.
Hi, Coach. Just looking at your turnover margin and your improvements there from last year, can you pinpoint one or two reasons that stand out with that improvement, why that's happened?
Yeah. I mean, it's obviously major emphasis in our program. The thing that's been cut down really is fumbles. We had a lot of fumbles last year. We had one game this year that we kind of had fumble-itis, and that was against Illinois. We put three on the ground, but we do daily turnover drills with our football team, offense versus defense, good on good work, and I think it's really paid off. I think quarterback-wise, we've done a good job of protecting the football, not putting it in harm's way and forcing throws that could lead to interceptions. I think here in the last four games, we've done a really good job of that. But it's just constant emphasis in meetings and walkthroughs and practice and a ton of good-on-good drill work that we've been doing. I think that's helped our football team take care of the ball more, and I think it's helped our defense go get more.
Thank you.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Ron Dunleavy, NJ.com.
Chris, we've seen Bo Melton targeted a couple times these last couple games to get a catch against Penn State, a downfield throw against Maryland. Early, a couple weeks ago, all the talk was, you know, he's a freshman, they're all freshmen, all the receivers. How has he come along now the last couple weeks with everything that's involved in being a true freshman wide receiver, whether it's on-field, off-field, practice? Have you seen some growth over him from him in the last month?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of growth in Bo from the time he got here to where we're at now. Bo's been slowed by injury. They've been trying to play with. He's had a low back issue that has really hampered his practice and development here through the season. He's getting healthier. He's moving a lot better, and I think that's probably helped him get back in the mix and get targeted more in games than what was happening earlier in the season. And that's really the difference. Bo's a very hard worker, a very intelligent kid. Wants to go hard, but he couldn't, and he's really getting back closer to being 100%. And that's probably been the biggest difference.
Thanks, Chris.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you. Take care.